Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Rock goodbye, your baby. Hi, I'm Harry Schmerle, your singing Ford dealer. Choose from 200 brand new Fairmonts and Mustangs priced from $49.95. You can buy a brand new equipped Fairmont or Mustang from $49.95 at Schmerler Ford. Choose from over 200 new Fairmonts and Mustangs, all priced from $49.95. With the boys like mine, I've got to give good deals. Schmerler Ford is at Route 83 and Tui in Elk Grove Village.
It's Dave Blair on 720 WGN. You know, if you grew up in Chicago, there are classic shows we grew up with, but during those shows, we also experienced some of the vintage local commercials and pitchmen that would rival any city in America. So tonight, we picked the top 20 spots of all time. And if you have a favorite, you can share it with us, text it with us, call us 312-981-7200. The phone lines are open. So in the early days of television, the engine that financed local programming was local commercials. And Jeff Rogers, by the way, joining us back in studio. Good morning again to you, Jeff.
Good morning.
Thanks. Here, let me turn on your mic so you can join us here live. Now, let me do it again.
I'm here. Trust me, I am here.
I'm sorry. What a jackass.
Mom, I'm here.
I am. I'm so sorry.
I told you.
And Susan, you're going to hang out for this conversation as well, aren't you?
Yeah, sounds good.
Because I know you're working on news stories or you're going off and drinking in the corner. I can never see where you are up there.
Right. You don't know. I like to just kind of, you know, just make people wonder a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. The mystery's open. So, you know, they called when all this local programming was done here in Chicago, the Chicago School of Television, because that's where so many people in other states, including New York, Los Angeles, learned really how to produce local television. We had some of the best local television, a lot of children's programs, but in the nation.
Absolutely.
In the 50s and the 60s. But our commercials, rather than big production budgets. there were never really big production budgets.
It took a different turn.
But the result was local spots that were memorable, not only because they featured larger-than-life characters, which is totally true when you talk about the pitchmen of Chicago, or bargain basement production. And we were talking about this, that when Lynn Burton, for certain, would do his spots for WGN, they would do this. Right now in the back of WGN, kind of in the parking garage, there's a cage that they have storage for videotapes and so forth, and it's caged off. But if you look underneath the floor, it is a circular floor that the cars used to spin around in, and they would put up the gold curtains on the left and right, right, and just shoot into the corner, and they would do a ton of commercials. So, yeah, very, very low production numbers.
I thought you were going to say that's where they kept Lynn. There's a cage.
Lynn is buried underneath the floor at WGN. And then Victory Auto Wreckers, of course, you know, Dean Richards has voiced that commercial. And he jokes about it often, by the way, for I think 30 years, the radio version and the TV version. And before there was Marty McNeely, I think, maybe, or Carl Grayson. I can't remember one of the other guys that did it. But that commercial has been, I'm not as big a fan of the new commercial with the animation.
Well, yeah. And there was that big thing. They did a campaign, right?
Yeah, they did a campaign.
You can pay, but it's.
But Susan, like, they've been doing that commercial for 30 years.
Love it. I never get tired of it.
No, but now they've redone it a little bit. I would rather just have the old commercial
back,
I'll be honest with you, right?
Me too.
You know why? Because
giant car.
It has hope.
Giant car.
It has hope that maybe the door won't come off.
Right. Every
time. Right. Maybe it'll be okay for this guy this time. And no.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't that be
if they redid the commercial and they could act, the door was all right.
And he drives away.
Wouldn't that be great if they found footage, like they had raw footage of that and they had different scenarios happen and they actually inserted something different? People would fall off their chair.
Oh my, that would be awesome.
What would happen? What would happen? The jingles, the taglines, the spokespersons that were up there. And I've got to do this in order because Joey was so kind enough to put this in some relative order for me. Al Pamani, who just died, I think, about a year ago.
It sounds about right.
Yeah, he died actually like within the hour that I was starting to host one of Patty Vasquez's show when I was filling in. And we talked about that quite a bit back then. But yeah, he was the He was the man of Melrose Park. You know, and I'm trying to still figure out. They're still doing commercials. I know his son or his grandson took it over for a little bit, but now they're just doing, like, it was a guy doing a stand-up routine, and, like, I don't think they have figured out what to do now that he's gone.
Right, what the new angle is, what the hook will be.
But let's listen to one of those classic hooks of Al Pamani.
Have you always had a desire to own a sports car? How about a 1986 Mustang? Can you afford $100 down and $159 a month? At Al Pamani Ford and at Al Pamani's Arlington Heights Ford, for only $100 down and $159 a month, you can own a 1986 Mustang. That's right. We have all types of colors. We have all types of transmissions. We have the hot rod Mustangs. We have the basic Mustangs. We have the convertibles. At Al Pamani Ford and at Arlington Heights Ford, it's $100 down and $159 a month.
You know what? I Josh, my son, is going to be 16 this coming March, and he's looking for a used Mustang because he knows what his budget is. That 86 Mustang might be perfect for him.
Yeah, there you go.
And the price.
And I was just going to, if you can get it at that price as well,
yeah,
you're doing fine.
Yeah. Let's talk about the car commercials first, because we're getting a lot of texters in here for the car commercials. Lynn Burton, of course. I believe it was Wyman Ford. It was known to generations as Lynn Burton for certain. Lynn Burton was one of the most trusted ad spokesmen, and I think he did other commercials as well, and they taped these at WGN Television. He hawked everything from furniture to carpeting. Yeah, so he was doing everything.
Yeah.
Best known for the pitchman for Burt Wyman Ford, your TV Ford man, for 26 years. Who does that for 26 years? That is phenomenal. A caravan of cars would leave Burt Wyman Ford lot on the north side of Chicago for WGN TV to serve as props and spots that Lynn taped every Friday night. So that was his thing. On Friday nights.
That's a ridiculous amount of, I mean, you just think of the parade of cars that come in. Here's what we're going to do. Lynn, you're going to get up there. You'll do the talkie-talkie thing. We're going to get each car in. You got 30 seconds and we'll time it down. Boom, get it done.
Do you think it was that you think it was even that structured? That's a lot of credit for that. All right, let's listen to a little Lynn Burton for certain.
The Late Movie is brought to you in part by Burt Wyman, your TV Ford man. Open nightly till 9, open all day, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 3535 North on Ashland Avenue. Come one, come all to the fabulous September Carnival of Savings now going on in Burt Wyman Ford Country, 3535 North on Ashland Avenue. Super savings on every car, plus free refreshments for mom and dad, and yes, for the kids too. Don't miss the excitement. Be early, join the crowds, and save as never before.
All right, so there's a little Lynn Burton. Now, I remember this during the Late Movie. I thought he was like live. And I'm sure some of this was live at some point where they were doing live commercials during the movies. Because when they talk
and
about.
And if that's the case, you know that he was on the side having a couple of cocktails.
Of course, I would hope so. Well, I know Frazier Thomas used to do, in the 60s and 70s, family classics when they were doing it at night. He would edit all the movies himself, but the bumps, he maybe had 10 minutes of bumps through the movie, maybe 8 minutes that were, you know, in between and talking about the characters and so forth. He did not tape them. He did them live. He sat there and waited for the commercial to be over or waiting for the movie to come back, and then he would do a live bump. He would buy pizza for everybody. I don't think he was drinking. I know he was smoking.
Sure.
For sure, but a lot of those things were done live back
then.
That's
really impressive.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. For back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nick Solozzi and Maury Edelson. Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet, where you always save more money. Let's take a listen.
Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet is number one in sales because of our guaranteed sales policy.
You want the best price and the greatest selection.
So we offer over 1,500 new cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery.
We offer low-rate financing to qualified buyers.
Plus, we guarantee you'll save more money on any new car or truck, or we'll give you back the difference in cash.
At Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst at York and Roosevelt Roads,
where you always save more money.
Now, Maury, they looked like the oddest couple. And Nick looked like he was connected.
What? That was wasn't that the underlying theme to a lot of these?
Yeah.
We'll give you the difference back in cash.
You always save more money.
That's
right.
You can do that here.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys, actually, one of them kept doing it for years, like until recently, I think. I don't know if they're both still around. One of them's gone, I think. Texter 847, what about Z Frank? Z Frank before you buy. See, there's another one.
Yeah, right.
See if you can find that, Joey. See if we can find a Z Frank. Someone also mentioned Magic Kissed commercials. Now, I remember Magicist, the big lips
right
on the Kennedy, but I don't remember a commercial for Magicist. So let's look for Magicist, too. That's M-A-G-K-I-S-T. Joe, you got work to do, man. Wake up.
Deal.
Okay. Howard Pontiac. It was the 773 Howard Pontiac, where it was like the mother talking about Howard. You know, my Howard sells, yeah, you know, right. Blah, blah. Let's take a listen to a little Howard Pontiac.
My son Howard was never good at math. You know Howard, he owns Howard Pontiac in Elmhurst, and he hasn't changed. Just look at those ridiculously low prices in that overstocked lot. But that's good for you. But do me a favor. Before you drive off in that new Pontiac gloating over that low price, have him do his times table. He could use the practice. Howard Pontiac, Elmhurst. On Grand Avenue.
Oh, I forgot that one. Do you remember Grant? Remember that lady, Susan?
I don't remember that lady.
No? Okay, all right. Other auto stuff. 847 has Long Chevrolet. Timmy, the newspaper boy. Do you remember the guy? Extra, extra.
Oh, my God.
It was annoying as hell.
I hated that kid.
Yeah. Let's take a little listen to that kid that you hate.
Extra, extra. Long Chevrolet has the deals. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Long has 300 trucks in stock. More trucks arriving every day. Long Chevrolet has the selection you want. All the colors, all the options. Extra, extra. Read here. Long has 300 trucks in stock. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
You knew it was Long Chevrolet, though, as you were listening to that.
Oh,
right?
without a doubt. Yeah.
Where's that kid now? I'd like to find out where he's at. Somebody find out.
He's
sounds like he was just yelling by himself at a giant empty factory.
They have a commercial now that is, well, not now, but after that, that's Timmy all grown up, and he's all in a suit, in a reporter's suit with a microphone to try to rebrand himself. Yeah.
That is hysterical.
To rebrand himself as an older version of that guy?
I guess a new image.
Things not going well for Timmy, I guess.
That's awful.
Wow. All right, now here's two. Now listen to this. Rich in Florida. I love that we have these callers from all over the place. Rich from Florida. How about Jim Moran, the courtesy man from the 50s and the 60s? He just died recently, actually. Maybe he's still around. I don't know. We'll find that out, too. Let's listen to a little bit Jim Moran, the courtesy man.
The Courtesy Hour with Jim Moran.
Oh, yeah, his own show.
Man.
Yeah.
As your master of ceremonies.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the fifth edition of the Courtesy Hour, the shortest hour on television.
There you go,
shortest hour on television.
Jim Moran,
the
Chris. He put out a book actually just a few years ago too that I read about just his history doing all that stuff. He's a pretty interesting dude. Yeah, Jim Moran, the courtesy man. Within 2 years of after returning to Chicago after serving World War II, Jim Moran purchased his first used car by 46. He established a Hudson dealership in Chicago Heights. His success brought him a new opportunity near downtown Chicago. He called it Courtesy Motors. In 55. He launched Courtesy Ford and within 30 days became the world's largest Ford dealership.
Wow.
In 30 days. His desire for innovation and customer satisfaction led him to become the first television sponsor to appear in his own commercials and first television advertiser in the nation to show an actual car on television, then sell it himself. Jim sponsored 3 live shows a week, handling the master of ceremony duties and all the live commercials himself. So that was from the Jim Moran Foundation, because I think he's put a lot of money back into the community over the years and still does.
Well,
like that still exists, that foundation.
That you can't even think of someone to compare that to. I mean, maybe some of the guys on Shark Tank could do that-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just in terms of like a hawk, you know, hawking a product as well as being the master of ceremonies and all of those other things. But imagine the skill set.
You were a jack of all trades, though, in the 50s and 60s. You wore every hat. You really did. Eagle Insurance, 773, awful commercial. I think Mancow did one of those.
He did.
At one point. Here, let's play a little of that. Let's take a listen.
What's that? Do you have insurance on this car?
No.
It must be Eagle Man.
I can't listen to the rest of this. All right, so that was the Eagle Man.
What's
awful.
That?
Yeah.
That's the egg, right?
Yeah.
He lays an egg on the car, right?
Oh, it's awful. Right. It's just awful. 630, I'll paint any car, any color. Was that Earl Scheib?
Earl Scheib, yeah, $99.
Earl Scheib's still around.
$9.99.
It's on Irving Park, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's
still on the way to the Cubs game. Victory Auto Wreckers. They're probably sponsoring something tonight because they're actually those commercials still play on my show.
Absolutely.
But let's hear it anyway.
That old car might be worth money. Call Victory Auto Wreckers at 860-2000 for a quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory tows 7 days a week, and you might get cash on the spot or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Victory has 10 acres of used parts, starters, transmissions, batteries for all types of cars. Victory Auto Wreckers, 710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare. Call 630-860-2000.
He's still making so much money off these commercials, you have no idea.
So, was it you who was telling me about the actual guy in that commercial who opened the car door?
Bob Jadel.
And he got mad, right? He wasn't getting his commissions or something?
Yeah, well, I think he got paid once. I don't even know if he got paid. He might have gotten a part that he needed for a car.
No, he got like $100.
Yeah.
Or something like that, and lunch.
Oh.
And he was a friend of one of the guys who was shooting the commercial.
He was a driver for Victory Auto Wreckers.
He was a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get any residuals.
No, he did not. That was filmed in 81. 81, so it was in the 70s, 81. And the first announcer was Marty McNeely. Then it was Dean.
Wow.
Yeah, there you have it there. All right, I've got a lot of text coming in for Bouchelle, Harlem Furniture, Lincoln Carpeting. When you're shopping, Lincoln.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do that next on 720 WGN.
When you're thinking Lincoln, better carpeting. Well, let's call National 29000. National 29000.
That is a classic. That I remember those every afternoon when I was home in the summertime listening to those spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love the phone ringing.
Exactly.
Yeah, the ring and the thousand. That's going to be going through my head now for the next time.
Yes, it's going to. Yeah. Let's play that again, Joey. Just one more time because I'm just going to torture you all day.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. I closed out. We got to get it back here.
So, but National 29000. So it was the preface to those.
The NA2.
The NA2. That would do that. But yeah, Lincoln Carpeting, that's one of the ones that all that advertising they did, and this is what I'm thinking, and I don't know the story behind them, but it's usually when the second or third generation comes and they spend all the money.
Right.
In your head, all night long. Let's listen again.
When you're thinking Lincoln, better carpeting, well, let's call National 29000, National 29000.
Fantastic.
Wow,
and I got to tell you, no matter what we talk about when we do vintage stuff on the air and classic stuff and memories and stuff, the texts are like flying in the door, of course.
Who can forget this? This is
Nelson Brothers. Oh, you got to find Nelson Brothers for me.
Oh, that's a good
They
one.
Love you too.
Yes, they do. See how you still remember that? And they're long gone.
Nice.
The best spots and they're long gone. A Nelson Brothers commercial. All right, while you're looking for that, I've had a couple texters asking me about Hudson 32700, so let's play that Bouchelle commercial.
I'm Cecil Treadway with the most dramatic breakthrough in carpet cleaning that I've seen in all my years in the business. This is our new biodegradable dirt dissolver. We apply it to your carpeting before we clean it. Now look at what happens when our powerful cleaning equipment goes to work on carpeting just like yours. We won't upset your home because we're in and out fast. With our exclusive new process, your carpeting is dry and ready for use in a matter of hours. See for yourself. Call Bouchelle at
Hudson 32700.
There you go. Classic.
That's awesome.
And they're still around, Bouchelle. That's the surprising part.
Wow.
They just don't advertise it. They spent all their money in the 1970s.
And that has lasted till now. All the work.
They can't handle any more work. Isn't that funny?
Funny to hear the letters, the Hudson. You know, the
but
idea
they were playing
of the
those
letters.
Through the 80s, though.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let's see if this is the right Nelson Brothers, because you never know, because there's different brands around the country. All right, let's listen.
With your credit power, Nelson Brothers Warehouse and Showrooms delivers the bedroom furniture you've always wanted. Imagine this luxurious ensemble in your bedroom. Get everything from rugs on the floor to pictures
They're
on the
They're playing
wall.
That music in the background. I hear. Don't you power, hear that, Susan?
Nelson Brothers
Charlie's
finds
Angels
the way
music.
To make it happen.
Nelson Brothers wouldn't think of charging you for delivery.
Open Monday and Thursday till 9, Sundays 10 to 5 at all Nelson Brothers Furniture Centers and the Warehouse Showroom.
Nelson Brothers loves me, and they love you.
Oh, man.
Here's what's great about that is that was a session. They had the singers in the studio. And all right. You know what? If we can have a little ooh, a little more ooh on that, and then come into the Nelson Brothers Love You. All right, let's take it again. Take 57.
I wonder if there were outtakes.
Yeah, oh, there had to be.
Yeah.
There had to be.
Damn it, Bill. Come on.
More cowbell.
More cowbell. And then, oh, you got an Earl Shibe, too? Let's listen to that one. Let's just play old commercials all night. Go ahead, bud.
I'm Earl Shibe. I'll paint any car for just $99.95.
This week only, you'll get polyurethane additive free.
Was he near death then?
Value absolutely
he was
free.
Actually dead for 2 years when they recorded
your paint
him.
Job will have an extra hard glass-like finish and added durability. Your paint job will be guaranteed not to fade for 4 full years. Remember, free polyurethane this week only at Earl Shine.
Does he close it?
Right. I'll paint any car for just $99.95.
Holy smokes. Wow. There you go.
Wasn't there another car commercial, Mako? Beep, yeah. Beep, better get Mako.
Yeah. I think that was national, but yeah, there was yeah. Thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom. Don't, oh, it's CarX.
That's CarX.
Yeah, the CarX man.
I'm the CarX man. Empire Carpet, of course, and I love that that they still use his caricature.
Yeah,
as a tribute to him,
his little avatar.
But that is where's my massive briefs here? Elmer Lynn Haldren, who just died a few years ago. Haldren is a former advertising copywriter who stepped in the role in 77 when a suitable actor could not be found. Poor guy. They couldn't find a suitable actor, so they used him.
That's their way of saying, we didn't do a casting call. Yeah. Get in there.
Exactly.
We forgot.
He also wrote the tune for the phone number jingle used in the advertising, 588-2300 Empire. I wonder how much he got for that, like $300 probably.
I always wondered that because he was the ad guy who came up with it, and then he's the on-camera guy, but I don't know if that was part of the package.
Do you know that no matter where you go in the country, like I was in Houston a couple weeks ago, and Empire's down there. I mean, they're all over the place.
Right.
Of course, they're shipping all over the place. Let's listen to the original. I think this is from the 80s, Empire Carpet Man.
I've been sitting here by the phone all day just waiting for your call, wondering if you've thought over what we talked about. I have so much to offer you. Carpets from $7.95 a yard installed with polyfoam padding. Free credit for 6 months. No installment payment for 90 days. No fast talker from New York can match that. Please call. If we could just get together, I know we could work things out.
Wow.
Is this you?
That's awesome. I'm almost touched. He was guilting people into buying.
No kidding. And no fast carpet. Talker from New York.
No, nothing like that.
How about that?
No.
Regionalism.
Yep. Magicist. Nothing on Magicist. We can't find that one. Harlem Furniture was another one, 773. It's the room place now, but I don't remember the jingle, so let's take
You'll
a listen.
You'll like our style.
You'll like our style. Oh. Boom. All right.
Harlem has style.
Furniture.
No. Harlem has quality.
Discounts.
Nice price place since 1912. Harlem Furniture. You like.
Now open south at 79th and Cicero.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to go over there.
Why they're the room place.
Moo and Oink is another one. All right, here's a bunch of others that we're going to do after the news. This is coming in. I don't even know the text. Oh, this one's from 414 Zaire or Venture. We'll find some Zaire or Venture commercials. Handy Andy. Remember Handy Andy, the tool store? Long before Home Depot. And
yeah, but I don't remember their commercial.
Okay. They had a jingle, too.
Did
so,
they?
So we'll all have right. to listen to that. Weebolts. Okay, we can find some Weebolts, I think. The worst, Peter Francis Geraci. I don't know if I want to give him airtime for those
He's
spots.
Still doing it, isn't he?
He is still doing that. We'll do some more of these local commercials next on 720 WGN. All right, 773 asked for Danley Garages. Let's find a nice 70s or 80s commercial for Dan. Danley's is still around.
Yeah.
But I did let me put on your mic again. I'm so sorry. Normally, I'm all alone here.
Sure. No, I can tell.
I'm having somebody else in the studio here.
It's like having company.
I like that. I like
There's
that.
Coffee cake out. It's very nice.
Is there? Where is it, for God's sake? Can't even get water down here. So if you've got another classic commercial, Shelley, it is a couple ones I've gotten already about Shelley Long doing it for some furniture company. So that's another one, Joey, that we get to look into. Shelley Long doing a furniture commercial.
She was Second City.
She was.
Yeah,
okay, so she was here doing
yeah,
those
out
spots.
Of Chicago, absolutely.
All right, more local commercial Hall of Fame, 312-981-7200. After a quick look at the news, it's 3:33. Here is Susan Berkus.
Kids are king.
At Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom.
Fun to sing.
At Dispenser's Kitty Kingdom.
exciting rides.
To Mickey Allen
Howler. Any ride a quarter.
$6 for $1.
Kitty! To Spencer's Kitty Kingdom. Let's go! A quarter mile north of Oak Brook Center.
There you have it, 608, asking for Dispense's Kitty Kingdom. I got ticked because it was any ride a quarter, $6 for $1. They changed it to $5 for $1.
Yeah, let that go.
Us. Yeah, just let
Are
it
you
go.
Okay now?
Yeah, right? There was a lot of attitude behind that, too. He's still not over it.
That's funny. It was right behind Oak Brook Center, I
Oh,
think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? And then there was also Old Chicago, of course, and... Oh, what was the other amusement? Well, Kitty Land, of course.
Yeah, Kitty Land. Village. Santa's
still
Village.
Around, still around. Have you been to Santa's Village? Have you taken your daughter to Santa's Village?
No.
You know what? They have, he bought back, Jason Serpian is his name, and he comes on the show every season. He bought back all the rides that they sold at auction. He found most of them.
Really?
And the fire truck, and I love the story, the fire truck was bought by a local bar. And they had it parked outside the bar and because he was a fan of Santa's Village. And I believe, and I don't know the story, if he paid for it or if they gave it back to him, but they said when they opened up, you need this. It's yours.
Oh, cool, that's that? Cool.
And then he bought about four or five Kittyland rides when Kittyland closed. So all those little helicopter rides and stuff that just go in a circle and so forth, and the cars and the boats, he bought all that stuff. So it is actually a lot of fun. I wish more people would know it was there. And he's packed every weekend.
Well, there you go.
There you have it. All right, so that was a little Dispense's Kitty Kingdom. We're talking about old classic, the local commercial Hall of Fame. Loads of text coming in, and the most common one was Magic Kiss, which we cannot find, and Shelley Long pitching. And you said Shelley was at Second City here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chicago actress, and here at Second City. Was on main stage, and then. Went out to the coast.
She's still doing some television. She does Modern Family.
Modern Family, yeah.
Modern Family,
In fact, it was just her birthday the other day.
Was it?
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at you. all right. It was for, and someone else asked for John M. Smith Homemakers, and that's the furniture shop she did it for. So let's listen to a little John M. Smith Homemakers.
Maybe you never noticed, but Homemakers doesn't have furniture sales. The reason is we can't. Our everyday prices are so low, we simply can't reduce them. But check for yourself. Check Homemakers' prices against special sale prices at any other store and see if our everyday prices aren't as low or lower. And remember, it's not low-price furniture. It's good furniture at low prices every day. Homemakers, Woodfield, Downers Grove, and Orland Square.
No jingle on that one, though. Homemakers, something like that. Shelley, was her first movie, speaking of, we had Henry Winkler on earlier today, wasn't she in Night Shift? Was that the first big movie?
I think it was,
her?
Actually,
look at that. Where she was a prostitute.
Well, she was his girlfriend. Was she one of the prostitutes? Yes, she was. She was
a prostitute,
right.
Yeah. Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler. Man, if you haven't seen that movie, that is, do you remember that, Susan?
You know,
The Night
years
Shift,
ago.
It's called.
It's got one of the best lines of the, put the mayonnaise, feed the mayonnaise, to the fish.
Oh, yeah. His he was an idea guy.
I'm
Michael
an idea
Keaton.
Guy.
That is a great movie. I'm going to have to watch that this weekend. All right. Not with the kids, though. Running
you
a prostitution
so?
Ring out of the morgue? No.
Yeah, not so much.
No, we want to do that. Which one was Hudson 32700 was a question from 773. That was Bouchel. 217 asked for Danley Garages. Let's take a listen.
Like it or not, snow is coming, and it's coming fast. But you can save yourself a lot of needless shoveling and scraping by calling Danley now. Dial Garages now and get this beautiful custom-built Danley Garage for just $24.99. $24.99 including concrete. Winter-ready construction assured if you call Danley now. Act now, think ahead, and protect your car from this all winter long. Call Danley, the number one builder. Dial Garages, 427-2437. Dial Garages now.
He sounds like the same guy doing Bouchel, doesn't he? Like, some of these pitchmen were like the same guys, I'm sure, in Chicago.
Sounds that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would absolutely be the case. Yeah. I mean, if they're doing one, they'll book more.
All right, 847 asked for Zayer. I think we have a Zayer commercial, don't we, Joey? Let's throw that in.
Why settle for some of it when you can get all of it?
Get it all, get to Zayer.
Be a knockout, so I got to Zayer.
It's gotta last.
It's gotta have a name I know.
So we got to Zayer.
Get it all.
It's gotta be a real value.
Get to Zayer.
can get it all.
Exciting fashions, famous brands, honest quality, genuine value.
Get to Zaire and get it all.
I do think about these people now in studio singing these jingles.
It's all I can do.
In Chicago.
Although, I got to say, do you remember that?
No. Get It All, I kind of remember like a neon. Was that a neon? Because Joey's actually watching him while he's doing it. Was that like a neon Zaire? Wasn't that kind of like a crazy?
Yellow, wasn't it? Or maybe
orange and neon and
orange
everything.
Orange and neon, yeah.
Goldblatt.
It was bright. Yeah. Goldblatt's. You know, I met Mr. Goldblatt. Here's a funny story now. I run a marketing firm, and Goldblatt's, I think it was in 2002, Mr. Goldblatt and his grandson, Mr. Goldblatt and his son-in-law reopened four stores downtown, and they were like a Marshalls. So he was more like discount, he would buy overages and all that other good stuff. Like it was like a Big Lots almost. And I did some graphics.
Like he was trying to get back into the business?
He had four stores open. In original locations, because when they closed them, they never opened up as anything else. So I can't remember the one, I think was on Belmont.
Yeah.
And upstairs, their corporate office, literally when I walked in there, I'm like, oh, you brought everything back in here. And he's like, no, we never took anything out of here. We still own the building. And he just kept his office up there.
My mom worked at that Goldblatt's.
Is that right?
Yeah. Back when she was a kid, awesome. She worked at that Goldblatt's.
You can see if there's a Goldblatt's commercial, but I don't think there's. TrueLink Fence was a Jack Brickhouse commercial. Yeah, Jack did a lot of classic commercials. Was it Old Style, I think? He did some beer commercials, too. Let's listen to a Weebolts commercial.
It's Weebolts biggest Hoover sale ever. Save 20 to 50% on all Hoover products. Uprights, canisters, Concept One cleaners, and more. This Hoover convertible upright with full-time edge cleaning is just $64.88. And both this self-propelled Concept One and the Hoover two-motor power nozzle canister are now sale priced at $199.88 each. Save 20 to 50% on all Hoover products. Now at Weebolts, State Street, and near your home.
I was asked not to speak during the commercials.
Yeah, no,
I wanted to comment. I'll ruin it. EJ Corvettes. Funny you asked that. That's from 773. Did not find that. Venture. Save with Venture. Save with Style. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what it? Let's take a listen.
Save at Venture. Oh. Yeah, save with Style.
Greet the new year with Venture's great after Christmas savings. Save 33% on the entire stock of men's outerwear. A special group of ladies' sweaters just $7.99. Baby's blanket sleepers now $3.49. Holiday party needs 99 cents each. Hit records are two for $3. Five packs of Scott towels or tissues are $3. Venture's after Christmas sale. Don't miss it.
Save at Venture.
Hit records 2 for 3. Those must have been 45s.
Well, didn't that sound like Phil Hartman from Saturday Night Live?
Like it was a joke?
Yeah, it sounded like a setup.
Like a joke. Let's see here. Peter Francis Geraci was another one. Who else do we have that was backed up that you found something for? Woolworths, that was national, though. Long Chevrolet, Timmy. We played that earlier. Marshall, Handy Andy. Let's do a little Handy Andy. We got two more left here.
Discover the place where you'll always find more. It's Handy Andy, your home improvement superstore.
You'll find big savings on thousands of items store-wide. Save 60% on all in-stock wallpaper from Norwal and Sunworthy. Choose from the latest designs, even children's papers and borders. All pre-pasted and easy to hang. Norwal and Sunworthy now at the best price of the year. 60% off.
With Handy Andy, you've got it made.
You've got it, mate. Do you remember that now?
Now that you play it.
Now
that
I play it, right?
That,
yeah,
sure.
That's a little more. That's a little more rare. All right, last one of the night, and this is probably the biggest texter is missing Marshall Fields. It's funny. This was one of the last commercials produced when it was still Marshall Fields, and I believe Macy's owned it at the time, and they called the commercial Marshall Fields as Chicago as it gets, and then they wiped the name off all the buildings. Let's take a listen.
As Chicagoans, we don't take our city for granted. In fact, we treasure everything it has to offer. From Buckingham Fountain to the Water Tower, Chicago is full of famous landmarks, including Marshall Fields. We've been part of the city for 150 years now, and we're proud to be a part of Chicago. You might even say, Marshall Fields is as Chicago as it gets.
And then the next meeting was, forget that.
Yeah, we're good. We're good without that. We don't need that.
So the local commercial Hall of Fame, would you pick, what would be the top one you would pick, Susan? Top commercial of all time.
Well, I'm just biased. It's an obvious answer, but I just love the old Victory Auto Wreckers commercial.
I'm with you on Victory. I wish Dean was here to accept that award. But
I'd say the Empire Carpet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah. Now national, but started as a small little local.
I'd have to go with that.
Someone just corrected 847 Brickhouse did Hams commercials.
Hams. I was going to say
from the land.
Very refreshing.
Of sky blue waters. There you go. And Jeff Rogers in here. A new game show is Jeff's Homemade Game Show. The website?
HomemadeGameShow.com.
And you can watch the pilot there. And if you want, as a family, if you want to participate, you can go online and register there too.
Sign up. We're
beautiful.
Ready for you.
Jeff Rogers, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Eugene Levy. More Second City Talk.
Right? You can't get away from it.
Eugene Levy coming up next, 720 WGN.